Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
Yep. Let me start by saying happy Good Friday, everybody, and happy Easter. This is the Easter weekend.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Yep. I hope everybody's with family or going to meet family. I hope everybody's going to be safe if you're traveling. That kind of thing.
That kind of thing.
Let me go ahead and introduce everybody in the studio. We actually have a special guest this evening. But first, let me say that across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Up first.
Hey,
yep.
Hey.
Up first. Always
to,
first.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes. Hello, mm-hmm. Mark.
And to her right is Conrad Cornbread Duran.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Don't thank me. No, I'm just kidding. And to his right is my boy, Ty Ginn.
Hi.
All right.
So weird.
All right, listen, my name is Mark, and I'll be your host for the next couple or so, however long it takes. We'll get there.
Can I say thank you for playing that song? Because you said you were going to play it last week.
Right, and then I didn't.
That song, by the way,
is called Please Don't Take My Baby to the Liquor Store, and that's by the Reverend Horton Heat.
Yes. Right.
It's religious.
It is. Well, it has a good message.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's good for a happy hour show.
Yes.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Anything alcohol related is good for a happy hour show.
And how to deal with your children at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very Florida song.
Yeah. Florida friendly.
Right, Florida friendly. Hey, anyway, so I got to thinking earlier today, you know, this is the Easter holiday.
Mm.
What's the deal with Easter bunny? And what's the deal with Easter eggs? What does that have to do with Easter?
Nothing.
Does anybody know?
No.
Because let me tell you something.
Well,
I tried to look it up.
Breaking right. But at the, some at fresh the material here.
Well, at the time I tried to look it up, my computer started acting like a jerk and I wasn't able to find anything. So I still don't know.
Well, for the longest time I thought the Easter bunny was Grandma Bunny.
Yeah. She actually thought Grandma Betty was the Easter bunny.
Okay, well.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I've been confused my whole life.
But what about the Easter eggs? I mean, what's that all about? Anybody?
Well, if you don't know, nobody's going to do very well at the trivia.
Oh, no.
Just saying.
It's like an offering? I don't know.
So are you saying that our Stump the Chump is going to be Easter-based themed?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Yes, cool. I am.
Everybody get your Google boxes out.
Yeah, get ready.
Google it.
Anyway,
and hopefully your internet isn't a jerk so you can find the answers.
So apparently none of us know anything about chocolate bunnies or Easter eggs. If you are out there and you're listening to the show, if you have a clue as to what's going on with this Easter holiday other than you know, the whole religious thing, please give us a call at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One.
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 No, Spike, we're not going off air now.
Right.
Anyway. It's just part of our Twitter name.
Right. So anyway, here's something cool.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
So Mom and I.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I guess, honey,
we're
gonna,
so cool.
We're going to have to get a sitter for these two. Because not this coming Monday, but Monday the 24th. Mom and I.
I'm going to need two sitters.
Right. Mom and I are going to go up to Pin Chasers and join the Spike on the Mic crew. For their Monday night show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'm very excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We were invited, just yesterday.
Yes.
And we both received a tweet at about the same time. Mom called me and she goes, "Oh, my God, I just got a tweet." And I said, I know. I got the same one.
Deflate my hot air balloon. Can't get a jump on him on anything.
No, but I'm very excited. And, I mean, listen. We listen to the Spike on the Mic show religiously every Monday evening.
Yes, we do.
If you are a fan of Radio St. Pete, you definitely, if you're not listening to the Spike on the Mic show, you need to. It's every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m., and it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun,
and I am so looking forward to going up there and, first of all, meeting those guys.
Right.
And then being a part of their show.
It should be a lot of fun.
Really cool.
Yep. I guess what we will have to do then afterwards is have them down here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to move the studio to the Tiki House.
Yeah. Hey, that'll be cool. An outdoor show.
An outdoor show.
How about that? That's fun. Now, they say that their show is in a Plushes shipping container.
A Plushes studio.
Plushes.
But it's in the shipping container.
He refers to his comrades as the people in the shipping container.
So they don't actually do the show in the shipping container?
No, they're in the Plushes studio.
Oh.
Well,
what?
Whoa. What? No, now I'm not sure I want to go.
Dad wanted to go to the shipping container.
I thought the whole thing was in the... What? No, I'm confused.
No, it's going to be fun.
It's at Pin Chasers.
I can't wait to meet these guys.
I thought there was like a big thing outside. Mm-hmm. A big shipping container outside.
That's what I thought, too.
He ran outside and asked them.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so...
what time are you doing this?
Monday the 24th. We're going to get there a little bit ahead of time. They start their show at 7 p.m. and it runs until 8. Mm-hmm. Do you think you can make it?
I will be intruding deceptively.
Ah.
Oh.
Really? You're going to be playing?
No.
Or just practicing?
Practicing.
Okay. Well, that's good because you need it.
Oh, stop.
Dang.
You need to practice putting your hair up on your own.
Yeah.
That's what you need to practice.
Right.
It's too big.
Let's see what else. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm not very technical on a lot of things.
Really?
Especially anything that has to do with my smartphone or the computer or anything like that. I know the buttons I know, and I don't know anything about all the buttons that I don't know.
It shows.
So lately I figured out when I'm on Facebook that I can actually share things that I see that are funny.
Now, it's fantastic.
And I've been sharing a lot of things to both you kids.
Yes, you have.
Now, Hannah told me today that it was becoming a problem.
Slightly.
Do you think it's a problem, Ty?
No.
I mean, am I
bothering you?
I never said you were bothering me. I'm just saying all of the... marijuana-related ones might look bad in my future if I'm trying to get a job somewhere else and they reference my Facebook page.
I can't help it. When I think marijuana, I think you.
Thank you.
You are the face of Mary Jane.
I feel the love, but come on. I might not be working at the asylum my whole life.
Forever.
I need other options.
You might actually move into an asylum.
Right. After a while, it might happen.
I get a bunch of hillbillies on tricycles and all kinds of weird stuff.
I don't know
what he's trying to say with that.
That trike that I sent you, you got to admit, was badass.
It was your color.
Cool.
It was.
Uh-huh. I want a tricycle.
Yeah, well, this one was really badass.
Since we're talking about it.
Anyway, all right, so what else? Anything else from the last week? Mom and I tried to go to the Rays game last Saturday. We stayed, I think, up until the fourth inning, and Mom had it with the people that we were sitting next to.
Yes.
This is kind of the thing that I've been talking about.
I had it.
Yeah.
I mean, eyebrows in the hairline.
Well, you know how Mom gets, you know. And I thought, oh my God, I got to get her out of here before there's a, you know, a whole thing.
Can't
I
take
will
her
thank
anywhere.
You not right. to do that again. I will yeah. thank you to be quiet.
Right.
Yappity yap.
Well, Mom apparently, well, she sat next to these two ladies that, well, they just didn't have anything nice to say about anybody.
Anybody. Right. Anybody at all.
And it was just yak, 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 nonstop. The
nonstop.
Whole time.
I yeah. mean, every player, Mom, yeah. every. The
teachers that got to throw out the
first
pitch. Everything.
I mean, oh derogatory. And it was like, really?
Right.
What are you doing here? Go home. Go stand on a street corner and make fun of people.
Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Well. That's a little harsh, though.
Right? See, I need a tie with me to set her straight.
Yeah. Hey, but what was cool Yahuwah. Was we left. One of the bright sides is we got our Kevin Kiermaier bobbleheads.
Yes.
Hey. That was cool.
Bobbleheads.
Yeah.
So
bobble
we have those.
Heads.
We had bobbleheads, but we left right around the fourth inning, and we went up to the Hideaway Cafe, our favorite place in downtown St. Pete, and we went there for their eighth anniversary party.
Yes.
Which was very cool. So
very cool.
Got to see some really good music, Rebecca Pulley.
Yes.
That guy after him.
He was great.
I got to actually tweet a picture of Dad and Rebecca Pulley, not just Rebecca Pulley photobombing us.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Do-do-do-do. Anyway, the Hideaway was fun. Mom and I also went to the Hideaway this past Wednesday.
Yes.
And if you are in the know about the Hideaway Cafe, you know that every other Wednesday, it's Betty Fox night. And if you have not gone down there or if you have not caught Betty Fox anywhere in town, you're doing yourself a disservice because this girl... all of 29, 30 years old, is a reincarnated old school blues singer.
Yes.
I mean, she's
fantastic.
Works it out. I mean, fantastic. This past Wednesday, of all the times that we've seen her, this past Wednesday was one of the best times that we've seen her. I mean, she was so animated and just, I mean, was killing it.
Yes.
Absolutely killing
it. And the Hideaway was packed.
Yeah. Very good crowd there. Very good crowd.
Very good crowd.
Yeah. Hey, that's one of the things I wanted to mention. I saw earlier today on Facebook that one of the members of the Spike on the Mic show, P.W. Fenton, who invited us to the show,
right?
He apparently has a blues show.
Oh, that's cool.
Some sort of blues show that he does independently of the Spike on the Mic show. And I heard several clips that he features old school blues artists.
Nice.
Very cool.
Very
and he does
cool.
them in like just 2 minute clips. Very cool. I want to find out more about that, and I'd like to talk to him about my thought on seeing if we could somehow broadcast live from the Hideaway Cafe, interview the performers before they go on stage, after they go on stage, interview the people in the crowd,
right,
and simulcast the music that they're playing live.
Yes.
How cool would that be?
That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic. I would love that. That's right in my wheelhouse. That is my kind of music. And I was very excited to see that PW has that kind of
a show.
That kind of thing going on.
Nice.
I do want to talk to him about that. That was cool. Okay, so for the third week in a row, we're talking about pythons.
Oh, jeez.
Damn it.
Gross.
Headlines.
Yeah. I hate
what
snakes,
did
man.
You call them, Ty? Yeah.
Danger noodle.
The danger
noodle.
Danger noodle.
Yeah. Yeah, well, apparently the danger noodles are everywhere.
Yeah, well, yes. It's like 2 weeks ago we talked about that 23-foot python that swallowed that dude in Indonesia, right?
Yes.
And then the following week, last week, we said that those Indian hunters captured a 15-footer in the Everglades.
Right.
Right. And now this week.
And your suggestion was just burn the Everglades.
Just burn it.
Just burn it down.
So this week we found out why that won't work. Right. Please continue.
It's not a good idea.
No.
Well, I think if you're going to burn it down, you have to surround it with people with machine guns. Is there anything running or slithering out of the Everglades just gets mowed down?
Start the fire from the perimeter in.
Right, burn it from the outside in. Good idea. I like that. I like that.
Just saying.
Cost effective. Thinking. Man. Yeah.
Martini.
Look at you. Martini. Same. I'm not thinking of that kind of stuff.
Well, or maybe we can just have Trump drop another Moab.
Yes.
On the Everglades.
Compression bomb.
Maybe this time we'd be able to see some damage. I mean, has anybody seen any damage?
No.
Anything?
I'm sure they haven't really talked about it a whole lot.
You know what's so crazy is I've been looking all day. I looked in the paper, didn't see anything where it said that they reported any damage. I've been glancing at the TV off and on all day to see if they would show any pictures of damage. About when you guys were gone, out getting the food that will the fantastic food that we'll talk about in just a little bit, but they said that they had a confirmed 36 ISIS members. 36.
That's it.
This is the biggest bomb in the world. And we only killed 36.
You only got 36.
You missed.
Oops. Mm-hmm.
Try again.
I know. Let's spend some more money for nothing.
Wow.
It's like $300 million for one of those or something.
Oh, it's something. I'll tell you later. I got it all. So anyway.
We got it all.
We're still talking about snakes.
Right. Back to the snakes.
Oh, good.
Right.
The fire in the Everglades.
A lot of Florida are having these brush fires. And the Everglades also having brush fires.
Burn it down.
On Sunday, a group of South Florida teens from the Holly Lake community of Pembroke Pines captured a 13-foot python. The snake had burn marks on it. So they are guessing that it came from
the
Everglades.
Fire in the
right?
Which means that with the Everglades being on fire, like Dad's idea,
they're just moving.
They're scurrying into the neighborhoods to get away from the fire.
That's interesting that you say they're scurrying into the neighborhoods.
They are relocating.
How far do you suppose Pembroke Pines is from the Everglades?
Not far enough.
Probably further than you would think.
Further than you would hope.
Yes.
Where is it?
I went on Google. All right. Not only is Pembroke on the opposite coast of the Everglades, it's 95.2 miles away.
Yeah, no.
Think about how long they are. They can move quick.
Right.
They're making
They're 13 feet long, they can.
Yeah. They're covering 13 feet.
Does that equate to 13 miles an hour?
Yeah. At least. At least 13
feet a second.
Right. 13
womp,
feet.
Womp, womp. Haven't you ever seen a snake on a cartoon?
Do you suppose they'd inchworm it?
End over end. They're squiggling.
Or they could just roll.
Squiggling.
What did we say that 15 footer that they caught the week before weighed
144 pounds.
So a 13-footer's got to be at least 120 pounds, 120, 130
pounds. You would think.
So that's a big-ass snake.
That's a big snake.
Traveling 95.2 miles.
What it
to get away from the burning Everglades.
A day?
We've got a problem.
We have a problem.
We got a real problem.
No, we got to move.
Donald Trump, build that wall.
Around the Everglades.
Make it tall.
Burn it down.
I feel like we're going to lose some fans here.
We got a problem, man. These snakes, I mean, this is getting serious.
It's okay.
I mean, I don't like snakes at all.
Look, and if we see one of those, one of those, like one of those 13-foot python, strolling down the street or swimming in the lake.
Oh, yeah.
We're moving. The house is on the market.
One of the things that I didn't like about the article, it said that they captured the snake and then they took it back to like this holiday park at the Everglades. And I was like, are you kidding? You didn't just chop it up?
Why would you take it
anywhere? Throw it in a dumpster. Do something with it. I mean, why would you take it anywhere?
Well, did they put a tracky thing on it?
I don't know what the hell they put on it. I wouldn't get near it.
They should have put one of those little bomb things from Suicide Squad on it.
Yes.
The Everglades, just blows up.
Blows up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Some sort of shock collar, anything.
Mm-hmm.
They took it back and let it go?
I don't know that they let it go, but they said that they were going to be checking it out. And by checking it out, that didn't seem to me that they were killing it.
Well, we especially don't need the crafty ones who have figured out
how to travel 95.2 miles.
We don't need them breeding.
No.
You know, let the ones that can't get out of their own way breed, not the one that keeps 95 miles away.
A good snake is a dead snake.
Yeah.
A pair of boots.
A pair of boots. That's good. You'd purse? Make a nice looking belt. All right.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could take a break if we wanted to.
I thought you needed to.
Well, I mean, we like to try to take one in about 15 minutes, but we just strolled right through
that.
Yeah,
we went cruise by.
So we're about, I don't know. You know what? Why don't we talk about our pre-show dinner?
Okay.
All right.
So, why don't we? And the cocktails.
Well, I'm excited about it. Because this is one of the first times in show history.
In show history.
That I've actually gotten to partake in the pre-show dinner.
Yes.
So, Stephanie, why don't you tell them where you went, what we got,
and I'll
tell you how good it was.
What's doing, where we're going?
Okay. We went to Miller's Ale House that just opened, I don't remember, this past week.
At our
new Seminole City Center that we are very excited about.
Seminole City Center.
Yes.
Seminole City Center.
But Miller's Ale House.
Right.
What a place. It's huge.
I wish I had gone with you just to see what it looks like, but I'm sure it being down the street that we will go.
Yes, we will
definitely. Is it cool inside?
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. TVs.
Cool. Is it pretty cool or is it cool?
It's cool.
It has like two bars. It has an outside bar and an inside bar.
That are both huge.
And it's a good-sized place.
Yeah.
Good-sized place. Their martinis...
Are very strong. Very delicious.
Very delicious.
How many did you have?
Just one.
Just one apiece.
Ah. And what kind of martini was it?
It was an apple.
Apple pear.
Sour apple pear.
Sour apple pear.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Oh, it was. Mm-hmm. It was.
Dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Shaken, not stirred.
It was shaken.
If I had planned better today, I would have ordered ahead of time so it would have been ready to go.
Okay.
But instead, we had some running around to do, so I thought, we'll just go and order.
Right.
Which is where the martinis came in. Because once we ordered, then we had to wait.
Ah.
So we ordered four of the prime rib French dip sandwiches.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Very good.
And they all came with the old Jew sauce.
Yes. That is now all over the back of my car. They have plenty of old Jew. And you make that first turn anywhere.
It's fine.
Might want to secure those a little better than Martini Mama did.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Okay.
Car's going to smell.
So, what you're saying is basically it was a good place, good grub. I enjoyed it.
And it was packed.
And we're fired.
The number of people that were there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, you gotta consider
it's
today
Friday.
Was Good Friday,
it
so a lot
good
of people
Friday.
Had off work. You know.
But still,
right?
It was so busy, very busy, very
How
popular.
Busy was it?
So busy.
Well, my question to Hannah was, where did all of these people come from?
Yeah. Well, do you have a phone number or anything for them in case somebody wants to order ahead? Or
it's ours now.
Is there an
Miller's
address?
Ale
can you
House
get the rest of the person
is
as well?
Actually located at 7695 113th Street, which is part of Seminole City Center.
Right.
Seminole City Center.
If you would like to call ahead and order... Which, if you're going to pick up, you might want to do.
You should, definitely.
Don't have the martini while you wait and drive home. 727-451-9573.
All right, that's Miller's Ale House, everybody.
Yes.
Good grub.
And
brand new place right here in Seminole. Little old Seminole. It's got a brand new restaurant.
They have multiple locations throughout Florida.
Yeah.
One in Georgia, three in Illinois, one in Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
So even if you're not right here at Seminole City Center, go to Miller's Ale House close to you.
Go find it.
Uh-huh.
Do it.
Do
okay.
It.
No.
Let's see. Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
When we come back, we'll go. We'll talk about sports, man. Okay.
Sportsman. You guys into sports?
We've got a big show. No. We've got a big show. We've got a huge show.
Huge.
It's going to be fantastic. We've got movies and entertainment. We've got a lot of stuff going on in town this weekend. We've got a story about the rainbow flag.
Hey. What?
We got I want to talk to you about my teeth.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what? Caitlyn Jenner's in the news. We got
China.
We got jerks of the week.
Oh.
Anyway, we got a big show, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We will be right back. Everybody, we are back, and like I said at the beginning of the show, this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are live right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
And we love it.
Yes. And now.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah, tell us all about that new trick.
If you download the TuneIn app, which is free.
Yes.
You can go to Radio St. Pete dot, or Radio St. Pete. There's no .com on TuneIn, but Radio St. Pete. And they play all of the local programming, Our Show, Spike Show, Dean Logan, Cinema Clash, all of your favorite shows from Radio St. Pete all day long.
Yep, that's cool. You called me the other day, and it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. On like a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and you said, guess what I'm listening to?
Guess what I'm listening to?
And it was Our Show.
Our nice. Show.
Very cool. That's I like cool. that.
It's awesome. I love the TuneIn app.
Yeah, I do too. All right, let's talk about sports, man. Let's see. Well, our Tampa Bay Lightning won't be playing for the Stanley Cup for the first time in 4 years.
Womp womp.
Yeah, womp womp. They had an unfortunate injury-riddled season.
And
they are out.
And all of those things that you said needed to happen last week
right.
did not.
Well, no, but you know what?
They made it to Saturday.
A lot of them were turning out.
They were going the right way, and yeah. I was blown away.
Yeah. So, I mean, some things worked out. A lot of other things did not. So, but anyway, they are out. And the only advice I have for the team is, look, you know, you're a good team. You've got great players. Just, you know, you ran into a lot of injuries. So take this offseason and recoup.
Exactly.
And come back strong. And you know, maybe, what else can you say?
Maybe having the postseason off this year will help them.
I mean, think about it. We lost our captain, Stamkos.
Way early.
And he never came back.
Right.
I mean, there were hints that he might come back for one of those last couple of games, but still, he wasn't ready.
But they were beat up by the end last year. Once they got, you know, through
and then
the
postseason. They had some trades. Mm-hmm. They got rid of Ben Bishop, you know.
Right.
So they got rid of some key players. But anyway.
I think the extra time will be good for them.
I think so, too.
Next year will be fantastic.
Yep. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Rays have dropped three straight.
I know.
They were beaten again last night 3-2 by the New York Yankees. They're in Boston tonight at 7:10 to face the Green Monster and the Red Sox.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My Rays are currently in fourth place in the American League East with a record of 5-5. So they're playing 500 ball.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad. It's way early.
It's early. It's very early.
Right. I'm not too worried. It's early. And, you know, they're a good team. They're a good team. We've got some good talent on that team. So we'll have to see about that. Let's see. I need to do this.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
Kids have any idea who this is?
Sugar Hill Gang?
Yep.
Yes.
That is.
Hi, look at you.
It's my son.
With your rap knowledge.
I hip hop.
Well, the reason I'm playing the Sugar Hill Gang is because they're going to help the Tampa Bay Storm, our local arena football team, kick off their season tomorrow night at Amalie Arena.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're going to be the post-game concert.
Oh, I would so go to that.
Right?
That'd be pretty cool.
I love the Sugar Hill Gang.
I think they're cool, too. Now, look, the Sugar Hill Gang...
You're so hip.
What?
I said, you're so hip.
They're exceptional.
Do you know the members of the Sugar Hill Gang, Ty?
I do not.
No?
Well, you got Michael Wonder Mike Wright.
Michael Wright.
Mm-hmm. You got Guy Master G. O'Brien.
Guy Master Brian.
You don't have Henry Big Bank Hank anymore. Henry Big Bank Hank Jackson. Well, he passed away.
Oh.
But filling in for him is Henry Hendog Williams.
Hey. Mm.
Hendog.
Yeah. Let's see.
Cool, they got another Henry.
The fellas had some trouble back in 1979. They haven't really had a whole lot of luck since 1979 when Rapper's Delight, this song, came out. They've had a lot of infighting, and of course they had the death of Big Hank Bank, or Big Bank Hank, or whatever his name is. And so, you know,
rest in peace.
Things happen, right. Rest in peace, Big Bank Hank. Good luck to Henry Hendog Williams, who's filling in for him. But anyway, so that's kind of cool. That's old school rap. That is rap like you will not hear anymore.
No. Ever again. No, rap has...
That was not considered gangster.
No, rap took a turn that it never should have taken.
It took a turn.
Who did Double Dutch Bus?
No idea.
I don't know.
I thought it was these guys, but apparently it's not. These guys did Rapper's Delight, and they also did this one. This was cool, too.
All right.
Listen to this one.
Is this a pass or jump?
Yeah.
Good job, Catherine.
Tonto, jump on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
Yeah, everyone took a roller rink.
We need a webcam.
Just don't. I love it.
All right. All right, so that's the Sugar Hill Gang, everybody. And like I said, they are going to be helping the Tampa Bay Storm kick off their 2017 arena football season tomorrow night at Amalie Arena. If you want to go, tickets start at 9:25, and they go up from there, depending on how good your seats are. If you want more information about tickets, you can go to TampaBayStorm.com.
Woo!
Tygan, do you remember that that arena football game that we went to that one time with the Jack and Ettas?
Yeah, I was almost killed.
there were a lot of people almost killed in that game. Oh my God, they brought the meat wagon down to our section twice.
Well, we were like right in the front.
We were right in the front. I mean, that one lady to our right, the dude came over the wall and crushed her.
Oh my goodness, she got carted
off, and then the one dude over to our left got hit square in the face with a football.
Oh, God. He got carted off.
It was dangerous.
When Dad said they brought the meat wagon down, it wasn't for the players. It was for the fans.
Jeez.
Arena football is off the chain, man. I mean, it is dangerous.
It's like the hockey wall.
Exactly. It's like going to a hockey game with no glass.
Right, right.
So bring your own helmets.
That's it.
Yeah,
right.
Serious.
And be alert.
Be alert.
Yeah, no gabbing.
You might have a 250-pound man... Pound man in your lap at any moment.
Martini
right.
time.
Yeah.
Martini time. Mm-hmm. Here's one other thing that I have for sports, and this is unfortunate. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Lewis Murphy was arrested Wednesday morning at Tampa International Airport for carrying a loaded gun in a backpack.
Jeez.
Come on, man.
My bad.
How does that happen?
How do you slip that?
Airport security discovered a Glock 23 pistol in Murphy's backpack loaded with 11 rounds of ammunition. And to make it worse...
And what's worse...
What's worse
dum,
is...
Dum, dum, dum.
Murphy does not have a concealed weapons permit.
Nice.
Yeah.
You done goofed.
Yep. It says carrying a concealed firearm is a third-degree felony in Florida, which carries a maximum prison sentence of up to 5 years and a fine of up to $5,000.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, you're not
thinking. Somebody's going to hypothetical him in the clavicle.
Unfortunately, you are not thinking when something like that happens. That's a
joke. I mean, it's one thing if you have a permit.
Right.
And you, quote, forget that it's in the bag.
I guess.
But no permit, it's in the bag. Mm-hmm. That's just bad news.
People get tased over toothpaste.
And loaded.
Exactly.
Think about it.
Loaded.
Yes. Huh. You look like you wanted to say something.
I was one time driving for Uber. And,
yes.
I had this gentleman in my car, right?
Yeah.
Driving him to his destination. And on the way to the destination, he had a... told me, you know, I have a gun on me, and if you get pulled over by the cops, you know, the first thing you got to tell them is that this guy, or I, have the gun on me, and, you know, admit that you knew, so that you aren't, like, charged with, you know.
Well, like a second degree.
Okay, well, you know what? I can respect that.
Right.
Because at least he was looking out for you.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I also read a couple rules with Uber about, you know, if somebody discloses that they have a gun on them, you're supposed to pull over and...
Boot him.
Let him go.
But guess what? They have a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. Most definitely, that came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be a little on edge the rest of the ride.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
Hey, you got a gun? This one's on me, pal.
Yeah, right.
Where you want to go?
Need a soda or anything? Phone charge? What you got?
Why don't I order you a pizza?
Right. Yeah.
If we're going to the bank, grab me a stack.
Yeah. So would that be considered discrimination? I'm just curious.
How's that discrimination? I mean, if the rule is the rule. If you're not allowed to have guns in your car, then you're not allowed to have guns. It doesn't matter what color you are, what nationality, just it's the rule, right?
It's discriminating against your right to bear arms.
Your right to bear arms, and if you legally are carrying a concealed weapon with a permit.
Right.
Who is Uber to tell them that they can't?
Yes, but there are establishments that even if you are licensed to carry a concealed weapon, that you are not allowed to take that weapon into that establishment. It seems to me, Conrad, you may agree or can follow this up, where Uber probably has that same policy, obviously. You said that you're not allowed to have one in the car.
Right. This guy didn't have the license either, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Hmm. So, straight-up thug.
Well,
yeah, yeah, yeah. G.
Yeah, in that case, you'd be even more leery of pulling over to the side and going, okay, dude, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, mind you, this is like 2, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
You weren't asking any more questions.
From Uber.
I think that if somebody...
Where'd you pick him up?
Isn't there on your app as a driver, can't they put in a little button that has like a firearm that you can hit so that it... notifies
alerts the next driver if they
someone
get that
else
same customer
that you're going to go ahead and take them to their destination, but they've acknowledged a weapon.
I think
weapon
that if I find out at two o'clock in the morning that somebody in my back seat has a gun, I think probably I'm going to pull over to the side. I'm going to show them the Carfax. I'm going to show them the service record. I'm going to tell them it's been a good car. I'm going to hand them the keys, and I'm going to walk away.
I hope you have fun with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hope you guys have a nice life.
Yeah. Yeah. I got better things to do than deal with you.
Mm-hmm. Let me know if you find those sunglasses in there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mind the Cheerios in the seats. Right.
And call your insurance company.
Right.
Hope for the best.
Let's see. I have movies and entertainment.
Yes.
Up next.
Cool.
Conrad, what was the last movie you saw?
Gee, I don't know. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Okay.
It's been that long.
Did you see anything recently?
Power Rangers.
You did?
What? I did.
How was that?
I don't... It was gay. It was good.
What?
It was cool.
My childhood. No.
I was never into it.
No, I wasn't either.
I was never into it.
I mean, Mom and I were into it deep because of all the money we had to spend for...
Oh, my God.
Chucklehead over here.
Yeah, I bet. But yeah, no, I never got into it.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't enjoy it. I wouldn't enjoy it.
I mean,
I wouldn't even consider going.
It wasn't terrible.
It had
Bryan Cranston's,
though.
Did it?
She really
Zordon.
Wasn't
even. I didn't even see him.
He was the blue one.
No.
No, he was not.
God, you guys.
Was he in it?
Yeah,
did you
he
see
was.
Him?
He was
did
mixing the meth in the back.
No, it was weird. Right? I wasn't. It was like 2 hours long. That was a long movie.
That's
like,
way movie. Too long for that.
God. Of course, we went to the Cobb Theater in Tyrone, so we went to the bar first.
And that's straight up hood.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's a really nice theater.
Are you kidding? No, but it was a really awkward situation because there were like a total of 6 people in the theater, and there were 3 in like the front row that was like a couple and like their kid. And then it was me and Jeremy. And then this random kid decided to sit next to us.
Theater shooter.
It was, I was a little freaked out, to be honest. So, like, I wasn't really paying attention. I was a little on edge, and I left halfway through to go to the bathroom, and then I sat on the other side of Jeremy.
Right.
So, yeah. But
good thinking.
Yeah, it was, I don't know.
Good bodyguard.
I kind of, stop.
He's got you, bro.
I felt weird. You know, I kind of felt bad for moving, but it was weird.
All right. So, not a great movie. Ty, you seen anything?
Paying attention.
No. I did start watching Preacher, though. That's pretty good.
Oh,
that's,
is it good?
Is that on Netflix or is that on...
It's Hulu.
Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to watch one of those one night, and I didn't realize it was going to be so sci-fi-ish. Isn't it kind of that way a little bit?
Did you watch it?
I as soon as I saw something that didn't seem real to me, I was like, no, I can't watch this.
Oh, I remember. We did watch
we watched
the first
there was something
episode,
weird about it.
There
was like,
something...
I'm not watching this.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You
so
suck.
Mom and I tried to watch Suicide Squad the other night.
Squad.
I pulled my usual about 10 minutes in.
Yeah, he was out.
I was out.
He was out.
I work really hard, kids.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that true? Okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised I haven't passed out during one of these shows.
Yeah, right? Me too. You know, since 8 o'clock seems to be the witching hour.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I guess we're going to have to try to watch it. We got that on Netflix.
Yeah.
So we can still try to give it a watch, but we'll have to do it early in the day.
Yeah, maybe
Suicide
tomorrow.
Suicide Squad. But I want Ty to bring over his version because he said it shows... breastises.
Yeah, ours did not.
Tons of them.
Tons of them.
What? I think
there's a whole
Ty's
bunch
full of shit. I don't believe that. at all. I think Ty just said that so you would watch it.
It could be. Maybe. It could be.
Hey!
Uh-oh. No. Okay.
I just handed Ty the 2017 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition that was given to me the other day at work.
Things are shaping up.
Right.
Things are shaping up.
Things are looking up for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I was, you know, I flipped through it.
You read the articles?
Yeah. That's
I was not impressed. I was not impressed by a lot of the ladies in there. I've seen better looking women in there.
Yeah, he married a better looking one.
That's right. That's right, baby.
That's good. You're playing the cards right.
Mm. Yeah.
Good job. So,
hey, he's trying to be nice to me.
Does anybody have any desire to go see the Fate of the Furious? That's one of those Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, really? You're into that?
Yeah.
You Vin don't Diesel, drive around man. Like that, do you?
Vin Diesel's my boy.
He's a puss.
You're a puss.
I'd whip his ass.
Yeah, okay.
I am Groot.
the movie The Fate of the Furious, which is I guess I don't know, they've had about 20 of these Fast and Furious movies. Steve Persall, Tampa Bay Times critic, gave it a B+, which I was surprised to see. I didn't think anybody gave those movies anything higher than a D.
You can't base things off of what the critics think. You got to go and see it and make your own opinion.
Are you saying something negative about Steve Persall?
No, I don't assume. I don't even know the guy. I'm just saying, build, but create your own opinion.
Better call Persall.
Mm-hmm. Better call Persall, brother. Anyway, let's see. So that's that one. I have no desire to go see that. There's another one.
Oh, and Rick and Morty's back, and it's great.
Rick and Morty's back?
Yeah. What is that? That's a show on, what, Comedy Central?
Where do you live under a rock?
I don't know, man. I mean, I go to bed at 8.
Man, we're trying to get the Szechuan sauce back.
He goes to bed at 8.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Get out of here.
I remember that stuff. I remember the Szechuan sauce.
I give you a special magazine, and now you're going to act crappy to me. What kind of...
I'm just saying, bro. You need to...
You need to live a little.
So the Tampa Bay Times is saying that the top five movies to see this weekend are number one, Logan. Number two, Get Out.
I want
to
see both.
Number
of
three,
those.
Gifted. Number four, The Boss Baby. And number five, Going in Style.
Where's Ghost in the Shell?
That one's already come and gone.
No, it's still in theaters.
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. It didn't make the top five.
Yeah, I don't know.
Neither did the Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Womp.
Just saying.
Let's see. Do any of you kids know anything about the band Boston?
Yeah.
I know who they are.
I think they're from there.
I think they were originally from there, yes.
I'm going to swing for the fences on that one.
Boston was a 70s band, and at the time,
from Kansas.
At the time, they were pretty big back in the day, and then they just sort of went away. It's like another one of those stories where the band members can't get along.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, can't get their act together to make millions of dollars. I've never been able to figure that out.
Kansas, you know? Boston, Journey, they're all really the same band.
Right. But I do have a song that I'm going to play of theirs a little bit later in the show. But they had hits, More Than a Feeling, Peace of Mind, Smokin', Amanda, Feeling Satisfied, and Don't Look Back. And the song that I'm going to play a little bit later is called Rock and Roll Band. So you'd be hearing that.
I
now,
remember that one.
If you are a Boston fan from back in the day and you want to see them, you can go see them Tuesday over at Ruth Eckert Hall at 7:30 p.m. Ruth Eckert Hall is located at 1111 McMullen Booth Road in Clearwater. Tickets start at $58.75 and go up from there. If you need more information about tickets, it's 727-791-7400. Or you can go to RuthEckertHall.com.
I'm surprised they're still touring.
Well, it's kind of a thing. When they started out, the lead singer, his name was Brad Delp. Well, he committed suicide like a couple of years ago, in 2007. The sort of the mastermind and guitarist, Tom Scholz, he's still in the band. And now they've got a new singer, and his name is Tommy DiCarlo, which I've heard of before, and but I don't know where I've heard of him from. But
Boston?
Anyway, he's no. Well, he may be
from one of those other Boston-like bands, like Kansas or Journey.
So anyway, they are going to be, like I said, at Ruth Eckert Hall, 7:30 on Tuesday, And like I said, tickets start at $58.75 and go up from there. That's Boston, everybody. And I will play a ditty. I will play a tune from them. That always cracks me up when I say that, because my dad always, he always says to me, "Did you hear that tune?" It's never that song or that. It's always that tune. Yeah, it's always
because he's hip, man.
He's hip, man.
Yeah,
the film.
Hey, now here it is, coming up on Easter. Yes. Easter is Sunday.
Yes.
What is the big thing on TV the day before Easter? Every year.
Wizard of Oz.
Nope.
Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments. I love that movie.
It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It's only about 10 hours long.
Yeah, right. And they play it on a loop, so it plays twice.
It's Chuck Heston.
Yeah.
He's carrying the rocks.
And that's the one with the chariot scene. The chariot scene. Yeah. Where the guy really died. Isn't that the one?
I think so.
No, that's Gladiator.
No.
What?
No, in Ten Commandments.
Is it Ten Commandments?
Yeah, they have that.
Or is it Ben-Hur?
It's Ben-Hur.
Yeah, see?
I had a lot of chariots in that one, too.
Yeah, it's Ben-Hur. This one didn't.
Are they the same movie? Yeah.
This one, he's splitting the
not
sea
my chariot,
and
not my problem.
The burning bush and all that kind of stuff.
He was burning some bush.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, if you want to watch the Ten Commandments, which you should, it's
at least once a year.
It's tradition, damn it.
To get yourself right.
It's going
to
be on ABC Saturday at 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Until 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Schedule appropriately.
You damn dirty apes.
Right. Let's see. Now, tonight at 8 p.m., it's going to be too late for us to go, but if you're listening to the show and you want to dip out early, I don't recommend it, because we've got
a
great show.
You can listen on TuneIn on your way there.
Yeah, right. But tonight, over at the Strauss Center, is Chris Rock.
Oh.
Chris Rock is tonight. Starting at 8, and then again tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Yeah, go tomorrow.
Like I said, at the Strauss Center, tickets there start at $125.
Wow.
Jesus.
Now, I saw something interesting on Facebook today, and it came from our new friend, P.W. Fenton.
Yes.
Don't even think about taking your cell phone.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Because they won't have it.
Okay.
PW was a little upset about that. There is a little bit of a warning that comes with your tickets that says, don't bring it.
Just don't bring it?
Don't
You're not even
bring
allowed
it.
To have it?
Don't even have it. Leave it at home. Throw it away.
People are still going to bring them.
Of course they are.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, part of the conversation that PW was having, it's like, you know, is this because the entertainers don't want you stealing their act, or is it because they don't want to be interrupted? You know, and I get that. I totally get that.
I get the rude people.
I get the rude people that would answer a call or be texting the whole time. But he made a very good point. He says that, you know, he is, what'd he say? He was like 69 years old. He never leaves home without his cell phone, and he instructs his wife, do not ever leave home without the cell phone, just because PW in the past has not been in the best of health, and just in case there's an emergency, you got to be able to get in touch with somebody.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, I understand that, but I also understand the theater's policy where it's like, no, don't bring it in here.
Can I bring my gun?
No.
Yes.
I was
yes.
just curious.
You can bring your gun.
Did it say that I, you know, is it just the cell phone I can't bring?
Well, I get it. I get both arguments. And what I'm saying is he posted a notification from the Strauss Center that says, do not bring it.
So, oh.
If you want to go see Chris Rock, you can do so tonight at 8 p.m. At the Strauss Center, or tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Strauss Center. And like I said, tickets start at $125.
If that's out of your price range,
yes.
You could also go see Voodoo Macbeth.
Oh, nice.
I know. Local. Local theater.
Mm-hmm.
Local theater is much. I would have gone.
If our very own Spike on the Mic had been the star of the show.
Well, he was supposed to have a part. He actually got cast in it and then changed his mind. So
yes.
But anyway, Voodoo Macbeth is running from, it runs Saturdays and Sundays through April 23rd. Two shows a day at 3 and 7 p.m. at Studio 620, which is located at 620 First Avenue South in St. Petersburg. The tickets are $25, $20 for students and seniors.
Now, I've heard about the Studio 620. Is that one of those artsy-fartsy places down there?
I'm sure it is. But
are they all?
What are you?
Come on now.
Everybody in the show is a sweaty hippie. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Damn hipsters.
Barefoot, wearing Crocs.
With their big sunglasses they don't need.
Sweat stains and
Herds.
Body odor. What's going on down there?
What? Would you stop? They cast
skinny
jeans.
No wonder Spike didn't want to be in the show.
No.
Spike's a smooth criminal, man.
They enlist the participation of prominent local artists and professionals.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call them these days.
If you're interested in tickets.
Translated, smelly hippie.
Stop. You can go to... Stop.
God.
You can go to the studio at 620.org for your tickets.
All right.
And I totally would have gone to see
too.
Spike try to... well, no. I oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it
that way.
That way.
Yeah,
I would have
to see Spike try.
I would love to see Spike live on stage in a theatrical performance.
We haven't even met him yet. How do you know you'd like to see him live on stage in a theatrical performance?
Because he's hysterical on the air.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree.
Do you?
Yeah,
I do. You're poo-pooing me over
I'll
there.
I'll poo-poo you.
Yeah. He's got a poo-poo.
I got a story about poo-poo later.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, where are we? We are getting ready to do our thing, right?
15 seconds.
Okay. Then why don't I say this? We need to take a break.
Yes.
We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioStPete.com.
Yes, we
man,
are.
Oh, man, we love talking to you every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We got to take a break.
Take a break.
We got to take a break. And after that, we'll come back. We'll get into the rest of the show. See you in a bit.
All right, now, are you ready to get down? I said, are you ready for some rock and roll? Let's hear it for James Brown, man. Some fellas like the way they walk.
look like a Hollywood star. Money, I want money. Ever in a while, babe, I need money. Let me have it.